Good evening. This is Akash Bani. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharji with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the citizen-led green rowing initiative in Lower Dibang Valley District. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program, PM Modi highlighted rowing as an inspiring example of how small towns are finding innovative solutions to cleanliness and environmental challenges. Mr. Modi informed that under the green rowing initiative, an entire park has been created from recycled waste. In the meantime, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has expressed pride over the recognition made by the Prime Minister. In a social media post, Mr. Khandu said, quote, "It is always heartening when quite local efforts catch the attention of the nation. Green rowing isn't just a campaign, it's a movement," unquote. The discussion on Operation Sindoor is expected to begin in Lok Sabha tomorrow. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had earlier informed that a special discussion on the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's response under the Operation Sindoor will be held during the ongoing monsoon parliament session. Mr. Rijiju said that this was decided during the Business Advisory Committee meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that seamless logistics management was a deciding factor in the success of Operation Sindoor. The minister said this while virtually addressing the convocation ceremony of Vadodara-based Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya. Mr. Singh emphasized that logistics should be seen through the prism of strategic importance and not just as a process of delivering goods. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik chaired a security review meeting on Chirap, Changlang and Longding TCL districts at Namsai yesterday. The governor shared his concerns about various issues affecting the TCL districts, which are hindering the state and central government's rapid development efforts. Underscoring the importance of collective responsibility, the governor urged all stakeholders, from elected representatives to frontline administrators, to focus on finding actionable solutions and building a positive way forward. The maiden security meeting on TCL was attended by Deputy Chief Minister Chonamain, State Assembly Speaker Tissam Pongte, and others. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik inaugurated the 72-room Krishna Kumari Tribal Girls Hostel of Arunachal University of Studies in Namsai today. The governor also distributed laptops to 55 students from various courses who had demonstrated exceptional academic performance. While congratulating the students who received laptops, the governor said that it is a method of empowerment. Geology and Mining Minister Wang Kilwang, along with Vice President of the Worldwide Ramakrishna Math and Ramakrishna Mission, Swami Suhitananda Maharaj, jointly inaugurated the Vidya Dwar at Ramakrishna Mission, Narottam Nagar, yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Luang lauded the efforts of Ramakrishna Mission in nurturing value-based education in the tribal belts of Arunachal Pradesh. He highlighted the importance of preserving the pristine beauty of the campus and urged students to make meaningful use of the educational and cultural infrastructure. General Officer Commanding SPIACO, Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pendharkar, observed exercise drone prahar, an advanced military drill at military station Rang in East Siang district recently. The exercise is designed to validate the integration of drone technology into tactical operations by infantry and supporting arms. Leparada Deputy Commissioner Abdul Tang inaugurated the One Window Centre at the DC Office Complex Basar yesterday. The complex is aimed to provide citizens easy access to all public services under one roof, from submissions to certificate delivery within a predefined timeline. A NIC-managed video conferencing hall was also inaugurated on the occasion. Along with the rest of the country, the Indian Army celebrated Kargil Vijay Diwas with patriotic zeal at the Veteran Suvidha Kendra Pasighat in East Siang district yesterday. The solemn occasion witnessed enthusiastic participation from war veterans, school students, local dignitaries and the general public. The day's proceedings began with felicitation of veterans, including three war veterans of the Kargil War. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.